What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we're gonna do Take-A-Mania. We're going to do Take-A-Mania, but Seth is looking at his phone right now, which
segment when I was when you were dashing all of my dreams of living to 100 against the rocks, like it just... Just like I will inevitably when I decide it's time to end. I said, hey, look at some of these guys that made it into their 90s. Yeah. Three or four of them were defensive ends. Yeah. And you pointed out that back in the day, those guys that died in their 90s last year played in the 1950s when defensive linemen were a lot skinnier.
Yes.
Andy Clue texted me. He said, tell Sean to shut up. I was feeling good about the life expectancy of defensive ends until he reminded us the average DN back then was 5'10", 185.
This is where I do that thing like, Andy, I'm not talking about you. You keep yourself in phenomenal condition.
Not you, Andy.
No. I love Andy Kalu.
Andy's beard, he's got an impressive beard now. And to me, it's the what are your intentions with my daughter beard.
Yep.
He looks like the guy that, like, if you go to pick up his daughter for the date, you're like, oh crap.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, with
he
the
looks
beard?
Very intimidating.
Bald head with the beard. Yeah. We call that the Kimbo Slice look. The bald headed black dude with the beard.
Yeah. I'm not going to mess around. I will have her home at 7:10 p.m.,
That's
sir.
That's exactly right. On the dot. Oh, man. All right. Let's do Take-A-Mania. This is where we examine the worst takes of the week. We go find some contenders to take down our champ, our defending champ. Our one week defending champ is Chad Ochocinco and Shannon Sharp. They were on I'm guessing this was the Nightcap podcast they did this on, but they were talking about Desmond Watson, the rookie 460-pound undrafted defensive lineman from Florida who the Tampa Bay Buccaneers signed and made the priority for him to get into some semblance of shape first.
Yeah.
I don't think he
was. Or a different shape than he was.
Right.
Yeah, some more like a normal human body
more
shape.
More like a rectangle, less like a pear. Yeah, that kind of thing. So here was their take on the evil, nefarious Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Because the Bucs cut him,
They cut him, yeah. So here's the defending champ.
The Buccaneers waived Desmond Watson, the former Gator rookie, listed at 449 pounds with the Bucs. Are the Bucs giving up with Big Dez? Too soon, Ocho.
I would like for him to allow him to play and see how he plays at the size he's at now. He played at that size at Florida, so I understand what you guys are trying to do for safety reasons, but it's how he played at Florida. So why draft him if you're not going to allow him to play the game of football? Why not let him finish out his childhood dream? Why even put him through the ringer like that?
He's 6'5".
Yeah. Big boy.
He only gonna get so small through diet and exercise. He's 6'5"? Yeah. You're not gonna get him to 350. Because if you get him to 350, he can't play football because you taking all his strength away.
Hold on. How much Vita Vea weigh, huh?
Vita Vea probably 350.
So he's 365. Desmond Watson, what, 365?
450.
Oh.
Ha 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 ha! It's
okay, so Ocho didn't really know the whole story, obviously.
No.
I give him credit for hitting the brakes.
Oh, please.
Hitting the brakes to reassess the situation.
Dude, the last five seconds of that are the best.
But Shannon acting like a man who's 6'5" can only get down so skinny. How could you expect a 450 pounder to when he's 6'5"?
A worthy champ, no doubt.
Where in the NFL can we find examples of guys who are 6'5" but less than 350 pounds?
Oh,
is it even medically possible? I don't know.
Oh, all right,
this one's so good because it's so entertaining.
It's funny, I know.
Especially because Chad Johnson does the
bleep at the end.
The bar stool.
Yeah. How is 360?
Like he pushed back from the bar. We're like, whoa.
How heavy is he?
450.
How heavy is he? 365? 450. Ooh, bleep. All right. So spoiler alert, none of these are going to be as funny as that one is.
Yeah.
But they can be equally piss poor or maybe even worse. We'll see. This was Sean McDermott, Buffalo Bills head coach, talking about just how hopping mad he is that Buffalo as a city gets a label every year. And a lot of it has to do with the failure in the postseason. He is just really angry, but at the very end, I think makes a proclamation that is very, very poor.
Just overall changing the narrative on Buffalo, that is honestly probably the number one thing for me. You know, I hear it on TV. I hear it on, you know, not even watching a football game or not even a football broadcast or whatever. And they refer to that, this area, and I'm not even going to say it. Like, they don't know this community. They don't know us. And just because it didn't work out 4 years in a row, nobody's ever going to do that again. People don't ignore, this is, you talk about, now you're going to get me going. Like, it does. It bothers me. It honestly pisses me off because people don't know this town. They don't know how hard that is to get to four straight Super Bowls. It'll never happen again. That's where there's other things that drive. Yeah, like, I'm not. We're good.
Okay. There's a lot in there. Like, the whole white knighting for the entire city thing is a little strange. I'll give him that.
I mean, the Chiefs did just go to four Super Bowls in 5 years.
The Chiefs have been to the last three Super Bowls. That's my issue with this take. When you say something's never going to happen again, you talk about Cal Ripken's consecutive game streak. You know, you talk about maybe Wilt Chamberlain's.
Things where nobody's even come close, and there's nothing in modern baseball that suggests anybody will do what Cal Ripken
they
did.
They load manage now. They're like, it's not even a thing to play all those games.
And then in football, the Kansas City Chiefs, though not a favorite to go to the Super Bowl this year, are very, like, it's attainable this year.
This year, they've been to the last three. Like, if anything, he gave Kansas City, their arch nemesis, by the way, knocked them out of the last two postseasons. If anything, Seth, he gave them bulletin board material.
Exactly, yeah. It's a bad take. You know what I've learned in how I judge these bad takes, though, sometimes? It almost also has to be a good take in the way that it's delivered. Like, it's better. I tend to award a winner for worst take if it's actually got some more elements of a good take, in that it's either forcefully delivered or confidently delivered or somewhat succinct or whatever it is.
Yep. You're the judge on this.
He was kind of meandering. You know, when somebody is sticking up for somebody, either their own team or a family member especially, they're unlikely to win worst take.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't as entertaining to me.
Nothing's going to be in this segment, I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
So we know on that one?
No, okay.
Ocho and Shannon kick out. All right, now admittedly, this one is just one. I feel like Justin Herbert's been a bigger topic on the show today than most days, based on Stephen Ruiz's. This one just disappointed me in my heart, and it's an opinion, so maybe it won't qualify, but man, here's Joe Montana being asked on the Pat McAfee show, who are the three quarterbacks that you would start a team with?
If you were a general manager head coach today, pick the top three quarterbacks you'd want to start your franchise with. And why?
I like this.
And not Brock Purdy. You can't take Brock.
Boom.
Okay, Brock is your number one pick. We know that.
Yep.
So you love Brock Purdy. You love Brock Purdy.
Yeah. I'm taking the guy in Buffalo.
Okay, Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Josh. You know, the guy that surprised me that I thought would, obviously, Joe Burrow's another guy I like a lot. Believe it or not, I like the guy in the with the Chargers. Justin Herbert. I think they just kind of gone by the wayside there. But right. I just like the way those three guys are.
Boy, it's amazing that Joe Montana's TV career never got off the ground.
This is dirty pool by the McAfee Show too. Like, they're putting Joe Montana on the spot for something that I tell young athletes never to do: never answer a power ranking question on the fly unless you've prepared, because you're going to leave people out. Joe Montana doesn't even know the names of the guys that he's talking about. So, like, he's clearly, it's
the guy
bad
in
take.
Buffalo.
It's like asking my grandma for her to give me a hot sports take.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Joe Montana more so than
and it's a bad
than
take.
Anything else yeah. about that. Yeah. All so right. No, he doesn't. He doesn't win the. All right.
All right. There you go.
That's a classic example of if he had delivered it confidently and if he knew the actual names of
the that helps, right?
It has to be somewhat of a credible take before it can be the bad take.
I kind
of
like the guy in Los Angeles. Like, okay, they got two teams there.
You don't say.
Yeah, really? When did that happen? all right, this next one.
Tagliabue would have called me about that.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So, okay, this one I feel like is directed at me, which is why I'm getting a little...
This one might have a shot, by the way.
Might have a shot. This is Nick Wright. On First Things First yesterday, they were talking about the Red Zone channel having ads now. It's on ESPN. Nick Wright pointed out they did start doing, I guess, some split screen ads last year where you can still watch the game, but you got a Burger King commercial playing on the left and the
this
right.
This year it's going to be full breaks.
That's what it sounds like.
Not that many.
Yeah. It's so at any rate, this is less about the ads and more about Nick Wright's view on Red Zone, and if you're a frequent Red Zone viewer.
You cannot be a self-respecting, die-hard NFL fan if the only way you consume football is through Red Zone. Watch a whole game like an adult. Second screen, supplementary, on your computer, fine. But don't tell me you love the NBA. Like, what game did you watch last night? No, I just Bleacher Report speed, saw some highlights. You don't learn anything. You don't know anything. And sports media, you can't cover the league if you're just watching Red Zone. We got to learn, Coach, how a team matriculated the ball down the field, not just the candy of the touchdowns and the turnovers and the punt returns. So if you are a true football fan, throw on a full game, have Red Zone secondary, whether it's on your phone, computer screen. If you have multi-TV set up, that's fine. And if you're just a casual fan, just following fantasy, no problem. But don't try to get in football arguments or football discussions if you haven't seen a team run a 2nd and 13 from their own 20-yard line in 30 years.
All right, floor is yours, all Seth. Right. What do you think of that one?
I tell you what, Nick. You know what, honestly? I feel like you're using a lot of rhetorical arguments there that are beneath you. Like, you, a philosophy major in college, if I'm not mistaken.
Nick was a philo,
I would say he's guilty of both the false dichotomy there, kind of separating the league into people who watch football seriously, and then you've got all these people who watch nothing but Red Zone.
Yeah.
Which allows you to attack kind of a straw man, which is that, all you people that only watch Red Zone and nothing else, I don't know, I don't think that group even exists. Yeah. I think most people that watch Red Zone a bunch probably watch the team that they prefer most. They'll watch that entire game.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll watch the entire Monday night game.
Yep.
But they also like watching Red Zone. Personally, I don't like Red Zone. So I believe I have a certain degree of credibility in defending the Red Zonians.
Yes, yes.
That this whole nonsense of people who are acting like they're the intellectuals and the adults in the room because I choose to sit on a couch for 3 hours watching an entire football game.
Yep.
You're like, okay, dude, all right. You're acting like you're a literary scholar or something. Mm. Oh, okay. Is that the same as reading War and Peace?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I watched a whole football game because I'm serious about what I do in my leisure time. No, Nick. This is beneath you.
Okay.
This is beneath you, Nick.
It's beneath him. Is this take, though, beneath Ocho and Shannon Sharp talking about Desmond Watson?
Oh, intellectually, I believe, yes, it is. And yet, I love that. I love that bad take by Shannon Sharpe and Chad Johnson so much.
There's a big
There's
a big part of me that wants to listen to it for at least two more. This is the opposite. This is the opposite of the DeAndre Hopkins take that we had for like 5 weeks because it was truly terrible.
Yes.
This is Ocho Cinco and Shannon Sharpe are entertaining and terrible.
This, no, and I think, you know what I'll accuse Nick of? I think he's doing this a little bit just as a playful jab at people, too.
I think so, too. Got a lot
of I don't think he's as earnest about it. So, no, he cannot dethrone Chad Johnson and Shannon Sharpe.
Authenticity matters. Kick out. All right,
As soon as he said you're a child or whatever he said, I'm like, okay, Nick's just irritating
people. He knows how the algorithm works, baby. Yeah. Yep.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Dan Orlovsky had a rough one yesterday on First Take. We played the take earlier with Ryan Clark sticking up for Justin Herbert. That was directed at Dan Orlovsky, who was sitting next to him. When he was saying, you watch all this film on Mahomes probably so much that you forgot about how bad Justin Herbert was. He got into an argument with Ryan Clark and Stephen A. Smith about the generational talent of Arch Manning.
Yeah.
You know, Dan is a huge Arch Manning stan.
Yeah.
And those other guys are like, there's nothing special about the guy. And Dan is taken aback by that. This one to me was just strange. Dan Orlovsky was talking about the Baltimore Ravens and how they're the team under the most pressure this year in the NFL, which I think is a fair take. But it was the if they don't win the Super Bowl part of this that got me.
There is no organization and no team under more pressure than the Baltimore Ravens. At some point, I love them.
No team under more pressure?
At some point, we have to get past the reasons and excuses for why it doesn't happen. This is a team that has a Super Bowl winning head coach. It has the best roster in football. Their starting secondary is all first round picks. And they got a quarterback that has multiple MVPs. At some point, you got to go win the whole thing. Or there's going to be a restart. It can't just be, well, this is a great organization, a great team, a great collection of talent, and they continue to fall short. And they know it in their own words. They say they continue to fall short in the playoffs. And when it matters the most, they, for some reason, don't play up to their standards. And I understand it's week one. I agree with Will. Like, this game is massive for Baltimore. It is. I'm not going to the extreme of, like, if you lose, your season's over. But there's no team under more pressure than this team to finally go get it done because how many times do organizations have this type of setup and just don't win the trophy? It doesn't happen often in the league.
The bad part about that take to me, Seth, and they're for those who don't know, the Ravens are playing the Bills on Sunday night this week.
Yeah.
So that's a big game, maybe the biggest game of the weekend. The use of the word restart to me is the part where I'm like, okay, as he's given this take, I'm like, okay, if this take arrives at a place where he's saying the Ravens need to blow it up and start over because they don't win a Super Bowl this year, that's a, okay, what do you, What are you going to trade Lamar Jackson? Fire John Harbaugh? I guess fire John Harbaugh, man. I don't know.
How did he say restart?
It was in the middle.
I was looking for this. I felt like it was legitimately, like, generally a pretty good take.
Yeah, it's the restart. And I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with you. It's the notion. It feels like it's extreme. Ben, can you?
Oh, they're going to have to, man, like, they're going to have to tear it down to the studs,
yeah,
or something.
See if you read into it the same way I did. Ben, we'll play it up through that part.
There is no organization and no team under more pressure than the Baltimore Ravens. At some point, I love them.
No team under more pressure?
At some point, we have to get past the reasons and excuses for why it doesn't happen. This is a team that has a Super Bowl winning head coach. It has the best roster in football. Their starting secondary is all first round picks, and they got a quarterback that has multiple MVPs. At some point, you got to go win the whole thing. Or there's going to be a restart. It can't just be, well, this is a great organization.
You know what I interpreted that as, and I guess I figured like a new head coach. John Harbaugh, at some point you got to say like, all right, well, we're not getting it done with you. We got to, which is a hard decision to make. I mean, various teams in the past have gotten rid of that coach that gets a team to the playoffs every year, and then it's not so
like
pretty.
I think of a restart as meaning something significant on the roster as well. Like that's more than just the coach to me.
I would say for me, I would just think that it's maybe he meant. I was thinking he probably meant. Fire Harbaugh.
Yeah. Well, this definitely doesn't win.
No, this doesn't dethrone.
Yeah, it doesn't even come close. Yeah. Ocho and Shannon Sharp just threw this take into the first row, kicking out of that one right there. All right. So, Seth, good news. Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco remain champion.
Yeah. Boy, the Nick Wright one, I'm not going to do an emergency one and reverse my decision or anything, but the Nick Wright one's really starting to eat at me.
I didn't think that one would eat as much as it did.
No, people trying to act like intellectually snobby about how they choose to consume football annoys the hell out of me. It feels like Nick's not any different than the hyper stat nerds who act like unless you're consuming it with heavy analytics, then you don't really know ball. It's like, man, some people like watching Red Zone. Leave them be.
Well, and if you are a big enough fan to sit for 6 hours and watch Red Zone all day, you're a big enough fan to consume other content throughout the week about the NFL that's going to make you knowledgeable about it.
Yeah, Nick acting like he was taking on these legions of people who watch Red Zone and nothing else.
Yeah.
I don't think that many people, maybe I'm wrong. I just think that most people who watch a bunch of Red Zone, probably, especially, like you said, the people that watch the whole day of Red Zone are probably watching Monday Night Football or their chosen team when they're playing and everything else.
Probably among the most informed fans out there about football because they're watching the whole thing unfold throughout the league.
Yeah, like, and they're not breaking it down like a fake film analyst something, whatever.
Yep, yeah, that's right.
You do you, everybody.
All right.
I'm not going to yuck your yum.
People like the Nick Cassidy. I like that.
I hate that phrase, but it's just so accurate.
I've never heard it, and I might use it later today.
Yeah.
People like the Nick Caserio breakdowns of the opponent that he does with John Harris and Mark Vandermeer. They've gotten a bit of a kind of a viral thing going on the internet over the last year or so. So, the Texans' opponent. Let's begin Rams prep through the eyes of the Texans' GM. Offense and defense. We'll do that coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.